Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk
Radio Countdown. Now, I'm not sure how busy you've been the last few weeks, but did you get a chance to watch the debates? They have supercharged our campaign, I've got to tell you that.
Now the debates are over, I assume you're glad.
You know, I was sort of getting the hang of it.
Well, there's Mitt and Barack talking about the latest debate and the debates in general and where they think they are with their campaigns. Mr. Romney was on the campaign trail in Colorado. President Obama was on Jay Leno, the Tonight Show. Presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of what's going on. Donald Trump probably will show up at some point in time in this discussion, I'm betting. In the meantime, let's get to some of the conversation. We're still into the debate, which is, I guess, to be expected, because that'll be on the top of a lot of people's minds till somebody makes a gaffe or some important statement. Anyway, here's host Tom Bowerly talking about how President Obama seemed to have taken some pointers from Joe Biden.
Both of them tried to bring it around to the economy, I think more so with the challenger, Mitt Romney. But Obama certainly scored points. I thought he scored points on Syria. I thought he scored points when he kept saying, basically, I'm glad to see that Mr. Romney, Governor Romney, agrees with what we've been doing. Obama seemed to throw out a lot of bait to Governor Romney. I'm sure you picked up on that. Almost from the beginning, didn't you kind of get the feeling that Barack Obama was trying to be Joe Biden? I did. President Obama kept trying to interject while Governor Romney was speaking. President Obama continued to attempt to interrupt Governor Romney as he was speaking. I was waiting for Mitt Romney to fight back. I was waiting for Bob Schieffer to fight back. Finally, the last half hour or so of the debate, Mitt Romney finally got around to saying, I was still speaking, I wasn't done speaking, I was still speaking. So I was happy to see that. So I guess the question is, as America watched that debate, did America focus on what was said, or did America focus on the ambiance? Because if you were somebody who had no idea what was going on in America, if you had just floated into the country on a door from Western Africa, and you had no idea what was going on, and you watched that debate, my suspicion is you would have thought that Barack Obama was the challenger and that Mitt Romney was the president. Barack Obama, he interrupted. Bob Schieffer allowed him to interrupt. And what of the Barack Obama death stare? Did anybody catch the death stare? It was kind of freaky. Maybe it's the fact that we're so close to Halloween, but I kept thinking of zombie apocalypse. Like President Obama was... Sorry, I know that's kind of a Bill Murray thing, but still, that's what I got. That's the feeling I took away from President Obama, that he was just genuinely angry and miffed at Mitt Romney.
800-510-8255, the way to connect with us here on the Countdown. Every time we are on, we're soliciting your calls. We're listening to, monitoring a lot of great news talk radio stations around the country so that we can get the feeling, the sense, if you will, during the week of what the hot hits are, and then bring them to you in a big three-hour program over the weekend. The callers are hot, fast, and furious, but we want to get these radio talk show hosts in first, and so we'll continue with that. Here's host Charlie Langdon and Mike Blank talking about the Electoral College and what might happen if President Obama and Mitt Romney get tied up on Election Day.
The Electoral College, that is done by Constitution, I believe.
Yep.
And it's 538 electors. These are the people that actually vote for president. Not us.
That equals the number of members in Congress and the Senate, plus three non-voting members from
District of Columbia.
Yeah, from D.C.
That was under the 23rd Amendment that they added the D.C. there.
Which I still understand that they can't vote, which is, again, a whole other issue. Can they vote or not in the District of Columbia? But, okay, so here's the deal. Here's deal.
Apparently, the founding fathers they wanted this in the Constitution. This was a compromise between the election of the president by a vote of Congress, which they didn't want, and the election of the president by popular vote of qualified citizens. Those citizens being eventually
being
electoral college.
Yeah, and at the time, who could vote again?
You know,
this. I had asked you this before.
Okay,
at that time, who could vote?
It was the Senate.
In a general election, who could vote?
Men only.
Yeah, property owning white males. Property owning white males were the only ones allowed to vote.
Oh, I see.
So it became an issue. Okay, so
I see.
And now it kind of makes sense back in the day in the 1700s. You know, if you were going to meet up to make this selection for the president. You know, all right, you had to travel, you know, from, let's say, Atlanta all the way to D.C. That could take 2 or 3 weeks, okay?
Right.
So it kind of made sense to put representatives for the vote then.
Right then.
Now, it doesn't make any sense. It's absolutely ridiculous.
All right, well, let's talk about the Electoral College and the popular vote. I mean, we've had it in history, though, back in the famous Bush versus Gore. I mean, didn't Al Gore get more of the popular vote? I mean, it is popular to get more actual votes of the people across the country.
Oh, yeah.
And yet not win the election.
Yeah, like technically he won the popular vote by over 500,000. 500,000 more people voted for Gore than Bush.
Right.
But Bush won the election. And when we mentioned about Biden being VP and Romney being president, here's the deal.
Right.
It is possible that the Electoral College vote will be tied. And therefore, it will be kicked to the Senate and to the House. The House will decide the president. Who is the majority of the House right now? The Republicans. They'll vote for Romney. Who is in charge of the Senate? The Democrats. They'd vote for Biden. Okay? So this is possible. This is why we got to get rid of this.
All right. He's right about that. That is the scenario. We've talked about that here and elsewhere. I'm sure you've had conversations or heard conversations about how a situation might present a victory for the president as a Republican and the vice president as a Democrat. So it'd be very interesting. And perhaps it would be healthy for the country. What do you think? Healthy for the country. 800, can you imagine the other side? Turn it around. Barack Obama's president and Paul Ryan is vice president. That's kind of interesting to envision as well, isn't it? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com for the countdown.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
I watch first graders all day, plus an aging parent at night. Raise a family, plus lower my cholesterol. Practice self-defense, plus fight allergies. Rite Aid understands. That's why every prescription you fill with your Wellness Plus card earns 25 points, getting you closer to 20% off the whole store for a year. And we got there with just 4 prescriptions a month.
Bring your prescriptions to Rite Aid today. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
You're listening to the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show and a discussion of the presidential race, a review of this past debate, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of talk radio programs and hosts here under scrutiny. For example, radio host Nicole Sandler talking to Dan Frumkin from the Huffington Post about rumors that Mitt Romney is connected to one of the companies whose voting machines will be used in the upcoming election.
I was under the impression that Tag Romney owned a piece of this Heart InterCivic group, the voting machine company. And you, in your story, you say, no, that's actually not true.
Right. So, you know, the story was broken by freepress.org about a month ago now, and that story was very accurate. It was all about the fact that this group called HIG Capital, which is run by a bunch of former Bain and Company execs, and all of whom are giving vast amounts of money to Romney and Romney campaign, committees, that this company bought Heart InterCivic, which is the third largest voting machine company in America. That's correct.
Okay. That alone should be enough to raise some eyebrows. As someone who lives in Florida and someone who has covered the problem, the stories about the problems with these electronic voting machines, from the touch screens to the hanging chads to the fact that here in Florida now we have the optical scan machines, but no mechanism for a hand recount. In fact, in Florida, it's against the law to do a hand recount. I think we should be concerned.
Well, there is definitely cause for concern. I talked to some, election experts yesterday who are not, partisan. They're not rooting for one side or the other.
Right.
And they had three different sort of reactions to this. One is it smells fishy. It's not good. It certainly creates the appearance of impropriety when, 6 months before the Republican primary start, a company with close ties to one candidate buys a voting machine company.
Yeah.
And it's not like voting machine companies are like, huge profit makers.
Right.
So that's number one. Number two is the fact that we live in a country that has basically privatized the voting system, and so this sort of thing can happen. And so we need to look at whether privatizing the voting system is really a good idea, or whether the local government should own the voting machines, and we should have like open source software and that sort of stuff. And number three is the fact that it doesn't actually matter who owns the machines if you have a way of holding the vote accountable. And what is amazing to me is that there are still a lot of jurisdictions in this country where you vote on an electric machine, there is no paper record of it.
Yep.
There's no way to double check it. There's no accountability whatsoever. So, it's amazing because it's such an invitation to fraud, and not just to the kind of made up fraud that the voter suppression folks are talking about, where one guy decides to come in and pretend to be somebody else. You can steal an election with the flick of a switch here. There's got to be accountability. So, if people care about integrity of voting, they shouldn't be out there trying to get voter ID. They should be out there trying to make sure there's accountability, that there's verifiable voting.
This is laughable. Was it 4 years ago when I think Hagel, senator from Nebraska, that name comes back into my mind. I didn't just Google it or research it, but that name, Chuck Hagel, it seems to me a senator had a large ownership in one of these voting machine companies. And the point was made then, and maybe the point needs to be made now. Do you think these people are that obvious? Maybe they are. Maybe it could be. You think that somebody isn't going to dig up the son of Romney owns a piece of one of these machines, one of these companies that makes these machines? I mean, you think that blatant? Is the system that corrupt? Or do they think people are that stupid? I think that's really what is a part of this. And I was upset about it when Hagel owned parts of the thing, and maybe this is upsetting too, but you think they can take the election without being scrutinized under a circumstance like this? Probably not. 21 after the hour.
you store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, our discussion on the countdown here of the presidential race and the debates. Here's from Countdown affiliate WJOL in Joliet, Illinois, host Kevin Collins.
I was under the impression that Tag Romney owned a piece of the...
You are a Special Olympian, and I want to just, if you don't mind, I want to read a tweet that Ann Coulter tweeted during the presidential debate. And in her tweet, Ann Coulter said, "I highly approve of Romney's decision to be kind and gentle to the retard," referring to President Obama. Now, you wrote a letter, a response, an open letter to Ann Coulter yesterday, I believe this was printed. And I want to read just a couple lines from this letter you wrote in response to Ann Coulter's tweet. "I first thought of asking whether you meant to describe the president as someone who was bullied as a child by people like you, but rose above it to find a way to succeed in life as many of my fellow Special Olympians have. Then, I wondered if you meant to describe him as someone who has to struggle to be thoughtful about everything he says, as everyone else races from one snarky soundbite to the next. Finally, I wondered if you meant to degrade him as someone who is likely to receive bad health care, live in low-grade housing with very little income, and still manage to see life as a wonderful gift. Because, Ms. Coulter, this is who we are, and much, much more." How did you, after you heard this, and you sat down to write this, throughout your entire letter that you wrote, the open letter to Ann Coulter, it seems like you don't have any hostility towards her, that you want to educate her about people with special needs, Special Olympians, people with Down syndrome, that you'd like to educate her. In fact, you invite her to come to a Special Olympics event. Are you mad at Ann for what she wrote?
No. I just want people like Ms. Coulter to take the time to get to know who we really are and stop encouraging people to disrespect us just because we have to struggle to make ourselves understood.
Have you heard from Ann Coulter?
I have not.
Your official title with Special Olympics is you're a global messenger. And as a global messenger, what does that mean? What are some of your duties with Special Olympics?
My duties for Special Olympics is like interviews like this one and and many others. And also, basically, it takes me around the country telling people about Special Olympics and what Special Olympics does for others.
All right. So that's a discussion that Kevin Collins had with Frank Stevens from the Special Olympics. Ann Coulter said President Obama referred to him as a retard. Here's another Countdown affiliate, WTMA in Charleston, South Carolina, host Tara Sevilius, talking about what Mr. Romney did and didn't bring up during the debate.
A lot of conservatives frustrated that Romney didn't even bring up Libya. I don't blame him. I was glad he didn't. Because the media has decided that they're going to let Obama wiggle out of this and change his story and lie to the American people and then lie to them again. And there's, you know, you have to go through 15 dates to make your argument that Obama's lying. And all that's going to happen if Romney does that is that Schiffer and Obama are going to call Romney a liar and Romney's going to lose. He learned that in the last debate. It's too complicated and convoluted. If I went to the average person on the street and said, what happened in Libya in the last couple months? I bet you half of them couldn't tell me. It's hard to follow, and it's a losing issue. I mean, you're going to get to the end of it to what? Accuse Obama of lying? He's going to deny it, and then you're where? I'm glad that Romney didn't get tangled up in that. Because there's too much other stuff. And it's the fact he didn't bring the other stuff up that upsets me so much. Well, this is just the last couple of days, right? This just came out that there have been dozens of Islamic radicals and terrorist supporters parading through the White House.
800-510-8255. All right, it's time for you to weigh in here on the Countdown as you focus on the presidential race.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment, a most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit March of Dimes.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Actually found a couple of more talk hosts with interesting input on the presidential race. So let's get to them. And then your calls at 800-510-8255. We're going to spend some time with Donald Trump and his latest Baba Umau. 800-510-TALK. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's talk host Blake Butler. With the Director of Communications for Mr. Obama, Brent Colburn, about rumors that the president has given up on North Carolina.
You guys aren't pulling out of any states. You're going to stay embedded in every single state. You know how important it is to have a presence.
That's right. That's right. And look, we've heard a lot of chatter from the other side about North Carolina and what's going to happen there on Election Day. But look, anyone who follows campaigns knows that the Obama campaign doesn't spend time and money places we don't think we can win. We've got a huge presence on the ground. We have 54 field offices. We registered over 250,000 new voters in the state of North Carolina. And we feel good about where we're at. Polls are tight, but we're turning out people already for early vote. And it's going to be a really interesting Election Day in North Carolina.
Let's talk about this 20-page booklet that's come out from the Obama campaign, or President Obama really laying out that second-term agenda. Now Mitt Romney can't say there's a plan out there because there's a plan out there and anybody can get their hands on it.
That's right. And look, this is the same plan that the president's been talking about, going back really to the State of the Union last January, in North Carolina, when he gave his acceptance speech at the convention a couple months ago, he laid out the goals that are really drilled down on it in this plan. And if anything, this is just the president saying, hey, look, there's a lot of white noise out there. There's a lot of stuff being thrown around. And I want people to be able to go to one place and look at exactly what I'm going to do. Because, you know, the great thing about President Obama, and I think you saw it on the stages, he's somebody that he's going to tell you what he thinks. He's going to tell you what he'll do. And he's going to do it. And you can either agree with him or not, but he's going to be straight with you every time. So this is a chance for folks to see on paper in black and white exactly what a second term would look like under President Obama.
800-510-8255, the usual partisan politics there, right? Both sides engage in it. And it's what you kind of come to expect. A lot of hoo, 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 ha, ha, hoo. And so we go on to host Ro Khan and Richard Roper talking to former Virginia Congressman Virgil Good, who's running for president in the Constitution Party, and who may, because of his popularity there, cause Mitt Romney to lose that state.
In Virginia, that's a winner-take-all state, isn't it?
Correct.
All right. Now, so whoever wins, Barack Obama or Mitt Romney,
or virtual good. They're going to take all 13 electors.
Thank you.
Right. Now, here's the deal, though. Right now, the polls show that in Virginia, it's a very tight race. It's within, certainly within the margin of error. It's about a 1% race with Romney having just a little bit of a lead, under 1%. Now, whatever you poll here on the actual ballot in Virginia, because you're a well-known politician there, you undoubtedly hurt Mitt Romney and help Barack Obama. Would you agree with that?
Oh, no. I'm going to get a lot of votes from disgruntled Democrats that aren't going to vote for Obama this time, but they'd never vote for a Republican. They won't vote for a Republican ticket at all. I was just talking to an implement dealer the other day. He let me put up a big sign on his property. He's a straight-air Democrat, but he says he's not voting for Obama, and he's going to vote for me. And if the choice were between Obama and Romney, he wouldn't vote for Romney, I can tell you that. He might not vote, but he would not vote for Romney on the NSA.
But you don't have any concern. I mean, you're a smart guy. You were in Congress. You were in Washington. You get how this game is played. You have no concern that you could cost Mitt Romney and Republicans the White House here?
Absolutely not, because we need someone like me who will balance the budget. Now,
but you're not going to win, Virgil.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me tell you why. That I'm running on these issues. These are the issues that matter for Americans, and the issues and principle is above party. Balancing the budget now, jobs in America for American citizens. Don't let all these foreign green card workers into the country. Stop the domination of federal elections by super PACs and PACs and term limits. I'm the candidate focusing most on those four principles. And
you think you're going to be president? You can't be president of the United States.
For those.
You can't be president of the United States, because even if you're a write-in in 40 states, you're never going to be able to carry all those states.
I disagree. I think it is a slim chance I could win.
Virgil!
Oh, yeah.
Virgil, I appreciate
it. Ballot in almost 270 electoral vote states, and then North
almost,
Carolina.
Almost 270? Wait, did you just say, hold on, Virgil. Did you just say,
and that'll give me enough to win.
Hold on, did you just say almost 270?
Yeah.
Well, you need 270.
Right, but you just
one.
I just named those that was on the ballot on the same line with the Democrats and Republicans. I'm on the only write-in in North Carolina. That right. Put me over 270. I'm a write-in in Illinois. I'm a write-in in Texas. And these are states where you have to make the write-in ballot. So I could conceivably win if the public gets fed up with the super PAC ads controlling this election. And that's what it is, a 30-second ad, anti-Obama, anti-Romney. They need a grass roots candidate, and Virgil Goode is a grassroots candidate with fundamental values that will save America.
All right. So there you go. It's interesting to see who it is that's it's getting attention, right? 800-510-8255. I know a lot of people in Virginia listen to this program. What do you think of Virgil Goode and his message there? Frankly, I listened to it, and I think there are a lot of things that most of us would agree to or with, but is he the guy to carry the water, carry the message? It's too bad there wasn't more of that in the Romney campaign, but he's got to attract the most voters, maybe do some of that stuff afterwards. Where's Ron Paul, by the way, in all this? Anybody heard a peep from Ron Paul recently? Speaking of contenders, challengers who really do have a chance to influence, he's not running, at least after the primary season. He decided not to run further, but where is his influence here? And how smart is Romney either not to have had him come along, or the people who were his supporters, men 18 to 35, are they voting for Romney? If you're a man between the ages of 18 and 35, I'd like to hear from you right now if you're a supporter of Ron Paul's as to whether you'll vote for Mitt Romney. 800-510-8255. Lewis in Tennessee supporting President Obama.
I'm raising up for Obama. Romney has not really, as far as I'm concerned, told the truth in a lot of his stories. I'm a union coal miner, retired coal miner. And he has absolutely set up there and told people he supported coal. And our union leader, before all this started, asked them if they supported coal. And neither one of them said no. They didn't support coal. And so he's sitting there fibbing about that, as far as I'm concerned, because we don't support him because he said he wouldn't support coal. But Romney is sitting there also cutting the union school teachers down. He said he'd give the women support, but cutting the union school teachers down is not giving women support. That's taking away their jobs.
800-510-8255. Interesting, in Ohio, where the state is divided sort of north to south in an angular way, from the northeast part of the state down to the southwest part of the state, the folks south of that, sort of in Appalachia coal country, seem to be for Mitt Romney. Those who are north of that area up toward Toledo seem to be for President Obama. That'll be an interesting part of the race to watch. 800-510-8255. Wendy, listening in Florida, leaning one way, but now deciding to go another way.
Well, I've been going back and forth just because Obama said he would bring the troops out from Afghanistan, and that appealed to me. But this morning, about an hour ago, I was putting on my makeup, getting ready for work, and I heard on Fox News Mr. Varney pose the question, would you trust President Obama with your investments and your money? No, I don't think so. I wouldn't. And that was when I said, you know something, that's very important. If you can't trust someone with your money, and he's the president, that's pretty sad, because he's not good at ever, all the money that he put into all these different projects have not really had any return on investment.
800-510-8255. Well, let's see here. Pamela in Kentucky has a different direction that she wants to go.
I agree with Gary Johnson. He's from the Libertarian Party, and he just got so many great things to say. He said he would, instead of bailing out Wall Street, he would be bailing out the college students who are all in debt and can't get jobs, and they all have this tremendous Pell Grant to pay back. And he said they're the ones that need bailing out because they're our future. And we're on our third bailout of Wall Street. Romney was who I was leaning towards, but once I listened to these people, I agree. It's the two parties have morphed together. And, you know, one or the other, it's not really going to make that much difference.
It's interesting. I wonder if Craig agrees with that. Craig's calling from Tioga, North Dakota. What do you think about what that last lady had to say, Craig?
Well, listen, Doug, you know, Romney been pounding his chest on the campaign trail for the past couple of years about wanting to go to war with Iran, okay? And that's where I was a big Ron
Paul.
I was a big Ron Paul.
Yeah, but when did he say that?
He's been talking about this last debate. He toned it down because he knows he won't get elected if he keeps running his mouth about going to war. And
I don't remember ever hearing or seeing him.
He's a big warmonger for going.
Well, that's what the other side would have you believe. But
no,
then,
that's what I've been hearing him.
Well,
say.
I want to know when and where. I have not heard that.
And
honestly,
he has four draft deferments, Romney does. I guess you know that.
That
right?
Hasn't got anything to do with this. What has that got to do with it?
And the guys
so,
over
well,
here.
Obama didn't wear a uniform either. So
well,
what?
There was no draft during that time. There was a draft during Romney's time during the Vietnam War. He didn't want to go. Four of the guys had to go in his place.
I don't think that makes any difference anymore, but that's just me. Anyway, so what else have you got?
Well, you know, over here in North Dakota, and the part I'm working, the western part, we have 1% unemployment over here. The state has just a hair under 3% now, okay?
Yeah. All right, I want you to have it. Here's better. This would be better radio. Craig, meet Dave. Dave, meet Craig. Both of you supported Ron Paul. Craig's going for Obama. Dave's going for Mitt. Go ahead, guys. Have at it.
Yeah, hey, you know, I supported Ron Paul because he wanted to go ahead and go back to the Constitution and actually change the way the economic standards are done. And
get out of all these foreign affairs.
In order for any of this country to get back to where it used to be, we got to go back to where we came from, and that is the belief in the Constitution, belief in private property rights, belief in the economic system that we used to have, and somebody that's going to do something other than just talk a story and not have anything behind it. Every time Obama has opened up his mouth, it's been one lie after another. Whether it's the economy or whether it's Libya, it's been one lie after another. He comes on the TV now, it just makes people sick when we have to turn our TVs off. We can't stand listening to the guy on the radio. We can't stand.
All right, Dave, you're going on and on. We got it. Craig, what do you have to say to that?
Well, you know, I have no use for Romney. He's a one percenter. He doesn't give a crap about the poor or the middle class. Okay,
both of you guys are stuck in a paradigm that's basically the talking points for either party. So let me move on. Thanks to both of you for calling. 800-510-8255. Let's come up with some new stuff here, folks. It's 15 before the hour.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
IBM System X x86 servers and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common: IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15%, 20%, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
800-510-8255. Let's see. Robert in Iowa thinks Mitt Romney has said too many things that he can't go along with.
What I actually did is I took a real scientific thing. I did like a T-square and a balance sheet like, and I just went down the line on what I thought of the two candidates, and I began to realize in that last debate, it seemed like I listened to Romney all along, that he was acting completely different than last time. This time when he did the debate, it seemed like to me that he was trying to be like Obama because he knows Obama has a better program. The other thing is like the 47% statement. That's really bad from a standpoint. He's saying these people are entitled. They're not really entitled. The 1% set up, and they're having record profits over and over again. And when they make these record profits, and they don't raise the salaries of workers are stagnant, that's why the economy is in such bad shape. We have to have someone in there that's interested in all the people. When they say they're entitled, when they're entitled to make a living wage or enough money to take care of their family, that's what Romney, I believe, should be saying.
All right, Robert in Kentucky, what do you say?
Both candidates kind of drifted away from the initial question asked from the audience. And I'm more interested in the candidate who's going to put more money into the education system, because I don't think it's any coincidence that China is the richest and most educated nation. And I'm not completely aware, but as soon as I find out who puts more to the education system, that's what I'm voting for.
Donald Trump,
Up next, you want to vote for him? Let's talk about what he's had to say this week on the countdown.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I don't know whether I really want to give this much airtime or not, but maybe worth a couple of minutes because a lot of people on the radio talking as the week ended about this thing from Donald Trump. No surprise here. The big Obama announcement turned out to be a whole lot of nothing. Donald Trump, claiming Obama is the least transparent president in the history of the country, challenged the president to release his college records and applications, as well as his passport applications. If Obama does so, Trump says he'll donate $5 million to Obama's charity of choice. The president has until the end of the month to comply if he wants the donation to be made. So, here, after teasing this announcement, Trump releases a video on YouTube outlining a deal. This is a deal.
President Obama is the least transparent president in the history of this country. There's never been anything like it. We know very little about our president. I'm very honored to have gotten him to release his long-form birth certificate, or whatever it may be. Now, many, many people have questions, and very serious questions. I have a deal for the president, a deal that I don't believe he can refuse, and I hope he doesn't. If Barack Obama opens up and gives his college records and applications, and if he gives his passport applications and records, I will give to a charity of his choice, Inner City Children in Chicago, American Cancer Society, AIDS Research, anything he wants, a check immediately for $5 million. The check will be given within 1 hour after he releases all of the records so stated. He'll be doing a great service for the country if he does this. If he releases these records, it will end the question and indeed the anger of many Americans. They'll know something about their president. Their president will become transparent like other presidents. So All he has to do to get $5 million for a charity or charities of his choice is get his colleges to immediately give his applications and records, and also to release his passport records. When he does that, to my satisfaction, if it's complete, this check is delivered immediately. A lot of people will be very, very happy to see this happen. Frankly, it's a check that I very much want to write. I absolutely would be the most happy of all if I did, in fact, make this contribution through the president to these charities. One caveat, the records must be given by October 31st at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Mr. President, not only will I be happy, and by the way, totally satisfied, but the American people will be happy. And you know what? Those charities will be very, very happy. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. So would you like to hear the response that the president gave to Jay Leno on The Tonight Show about Donald Trump?
What's this thing with Trump and you? I don't. It's like me and Letterman. What has he got against you here? I don't get it.
This all dates back to when we were growing up together in Kenya.
Yeah. And,
that's a pretty good line. All right. Here's host Dory Munson talking about the Trumps who are trying to make this big deal.
Do you think at any point leading up to Trump's announcement that he, I don't know if he's capable of shame or embarrassment, but here's what I cannot understand about Donald Trump. I assume he's a somewhat self-aware person. I mean, to be that successful, or is he completely delusional when it comes to awareness? I mean, for 2 days, he had been promoting this this huge surprise that he was going to unveil today.
You are being quoted as saying that what it is that you, whatever it is you have, is big. At least can you characterize the size of this?
Well, I have said it's big. I said it's very big, and we'll see what happens. But on Wednesday, I'll be discussing it.
Okay.
All right, so what also sort of circulated in the news media before this announcement was something he was going, he had a bombastic announcement, or he found something that showed that Barack was going to divorce Michelle just before the election, or he ran for the presidency. So that didn't seem to surface. That's good conversation, interesting, and maybe we need a little bit more fun. Some of this stuff about the debate and the campaign itself is all too serious. So there it is, another look at what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.